Well, let's get it on. We're getting ready to kick things off. Gonzalez will be kicking to Wimberly. Wimberly will be moving from our left to our right. Brennan Blakemore back deep to return the kick along with Dennis Smith, and that's a pretty potent 1-2 attack there, Randy.
Pick your poison.
Pick your poison is absolutely right. Matthew Hillman is going to kick things off for Gonzalez. It'll be nice to see that Gonzalez defense against this Wimberly offense right out of the chute here, Randy. That's a matchup we want to watch. Here's the kickoff. It's a line driver taken by Blakemore at the 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Runs into his own man and is finally brought down near the Gonzalez 45-yard line. Welcome back, Brennan Blakemore.
Like I said, pick your poison. Which one of those two fine young men would you prefer to kick it to? You know, we've missed some of that excitement on the kickoffs. You know, there's some of the players for the Texans that have certainly stepped up and played in his three-game absence. But, boy, it's exciting to see him back on the field because you just never know when he's going to do exactly what he just did there.
And if he hadn't run into his own men, he might have taken that even deeper, Randy. They're going to spot the ball at the Gonzalez 46-yard line. That's exactly what the doctor and Weldon Nelms ordered. Here's Brady Lambert now, Trinity Wilson to his left. Shotgun, the familiar spread formation. Flip it out left side to Blakemore. He drops it in the left flat.
Yeah, ball's thrown just a little bit high and behind him that time. Couldn't quite get the handle on it, and he never really had a chance.
And after 3 weeks of being out, Randy, and you know, Brennan, he's an excitable sort anyway. He may have been wanting to take that ball and just get it to the house as quickly as possible, and
Got those jitters out of his system now. He's ready
to go. Got him out of his system. Yep. Second down and 10 now at the Gonzalez 46-yard line. Again, the Gonzalez defense has thrown five shutouts this season. That's almost 50% of their ball games. They don't let the other team score. It's pretty amazing stat.
It is an amazing stat. And when you even go back and look, there was one game where they allowed 24 points against Columbus, and most of the other was just a score or two. Not much at all. Very stingy.
Pitch left to Trinity Wilson. He's able to gain about 3 yards down to the 43-yard line. It'll be third and 7.
Yeah, just a little sweep toss play to Trinity Wilson that time going around the left side. He was trying to find that edge. Didn't get the number for the young man for Gonzalez. Came up fast there and tackled him on that really short gain.
And Gonzalez doesn't look particularly huge on defense. But if that play is any indication, Randy, they've got a lot of quickness.
Yeah, I think that is the key. I think you nailed it right there. When you compare, you know, the big number 79, Taylor Robinson, out there, the right offensive tackle for the Texans compared to the gentleman across him, I'd say he has him by a few pounds.
Two wide receivers on each side of the field. Trinity Wilson in the backfield next to Lambert. Drops to throw. Looking left, he'll throw it out left. It's complete. Caught it to 33 to the 30. It's Blakemore down to the 25-yard line is Brennan Blakemore, a pickup of 18.
Best part about that play right there, Mike, other than that fine pickup by Blakemore, was how well the offensive blocked. I know last week, Patchy's had 6 sacks in that game against the Hondo Owls, and I was kind of curious to see how the line was going to hold up. And, boy, he had Lambert had a lot of time that time to find his receiver and make that throw.
Just underway here in New Braunfels, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. No score, Wimberly against Gonzalez, but the Texans on the move at the Gonzalez 25-yard line. Here's Lambert. He will turn and give it to Trinity Wilson, right tackle, and he gains a couple to the 23-yard line. It'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, I think that's you see kind of an example there of what that Apache defense can do. That's kind of the bread and butter play for the running game there for the Texans, where they hand it off to Trinity Wilson. He loves running around that right side behind that big tackle over there behind Taylor Robinson, and not a lot doing there. Picked up, what, maybe a yard and a half or 2 yards.
Yeah, a couple of yards is all he picked up, and Trinity Wilson is used to being the fastest man on the football field, and tonight he's having to get used to these fast little defenders chasing him down. He hadn't found his mojo yet, but I'm sure it's coming. Second down and 8 now. Ball at the 23-yard line. I formation now. Alana is the fullback. Wilson is the tailback. And now whistles prior to the snap, and a timeout is going to be taken. Timeout Wimberly. Second down and 8 here, Randy. And, boy, the big kickoff return has just meant everything, because Wimberly, other than the one pass play to Blakemore, hasn't been able to get anything with a couple of runs with Trinity Wilson. You can see why this Gonzalez team managed to throw those 5 shutouts this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, they're not overly big. Cody Yerk's probably their biggest tackle down there on the left side of their defensive line. But boy, they are. They really quick toward the ball. Like you can see that they're very aggressive and can swarm the ball carrier. But yeah, that kickoff return was huge. I mean, what a way to start the game. You start the field on their side of the turf. So, and they're moving the ball, Mike. So far, so good.
Back on the field. Now Dennis Smith sees his first action. They're going to go with an I formation. Lambert's going to go directly under center. Trinity Wilson behind Dennis Smith, who's into the game as the fullback. Second down and 8 for the Texans on the move. First time they've had the football here tonight. Lambert takes the snap. He's going to give it to Wilson, and he has no running room whatsoever, but bounces it back left. He's trying to get outside. Can he make it? Nope. He's brought down at the 25-yard line for a loss of 2. It'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, I didn't like that. JT Miller, one of the down linemen for the Apaches, caught up, had a good angle of pursuit, and he was able to catch up with Trinity there, but Trinity just barely gets back. Actually, he's going to lose a yard and get back to the original line of scrimmage.
I'm not so sure if between the tackles wouldn't be the best way to go against this team, Randy. We may see a heavy dose of Dennis Smith here pretty soon running powerfully up the middle, because if you're going to try to outrun the pursuit, I'm not sure that the Texans can here tonight against this Gonzalez defense.
Their quickness has certainly been impressive. In fact, that last time, Dennis Smith was the lead blocker, and he did knock a guy, but, boy, they were all over Trinity Wilson.
Three wide receivers to the right side. Lambert's looking that way. He throws it over the middle. It is caught by Blakemore to the close to the 20-yard line. So a pickup of 5, but, well, actually they're going to call it the 21-yard line. Pickup of 4, and now it'll be fourth down and 6. So an interesting decision by Weldon Nelms now.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to trot Avila out there to go for the field goal.
He's done a good job field goal kicking this year.
I'm mistaken. They're spreading it out.
Nope, they're going to go for it. Fourth down and 6. Ball at the 21-yard line. Got to get to the 15 for the first down. Gonzalez crowd on their feet on this side of the football stadium. Wimberly as well on the far side. Fourth down and 6. Big, big play. Snap to Lambert. Looks over the middle. Throws it over the middle. It's caught by Burt Schell. He'll have the first down and more. And he's fighting down at the 12-yard line. The pile falls to the 10-yard line. First down, Wimberly.
What a nice run after the catch that time. Burchell, a little slant pattern, started over here at the right side, came right across the middle. I was noticing the way the Apaches are set up. They don't have a safety back deep. All their linebackers play up tight. In fact, they were showing blitz that time, and it really opened up that pocket right over the middle there. Nice catch, and boy, again, what a nice run after the catch to pick up that first down.
You're right, a quick hitter right over the middle. Now the ball is right at the 10-yard line. Smith is way deep behind Lambert, who is directly under center. Long count, he turns, gives it to Smith. Right tackle, trying to get outside. Stiff arms 1, 2, then 3 players, and is able to get it back to the line of scrimmage. Nope, he lost a yard or two. Let's see, they're going to spot it at the 11, so give him a -1 on that carry.
Yeah, again, boy, hats off to that Apache defense. Interesting, Mike, the Texans that time were lined up in an unbalanced offensive line on this side. They actually had 4 guys on this side of the center and had a power eye formation. I don't know that we've seen that very often this year, but they the Apaches responded well. Not any room to run there.
Clock is at 7:27 of the first quarter. Second down and goal now from the 11. Now it's Trinity Wilson behind Lambert. Second and goal from the 11. Long count again. Lambert's rolling left, looking left, still rolling. A lot of time, but he can't find anybody. Now he throws it into the end zone. It's a touchdown. Brennan Blakemore in the back of the end zone. Nope.
Yeah, it's Dennis Smith.
It's Dennis Smith there in the back of the end zone. He got open. Is that Smith?
I'm sorry, it's Burt Schell.
It is Burt Schell back there in the very back of the end zone, Randy. And Lambert had all kinds of time, and finally Burt Schell broke open. Touchdown, yeah. Wimberly.
Credit Lambert that time for rolling out hard to the left. They blitzed the corner here on the weak side, and he was catching up with him fast right there before he got rid of the ball.
Here's Tanos Avila, and it looks like it was partially blocked. The extra point is blocked by Gonzalez. So with 7:18 remaining, it's going to be 6-0 Wimberly.
Well, that could be huge there in tight games like this. Of course, we'll see how this plays out. But, they had good penetration by the Apaches. It looked like they came over the top of the offensive line, like right where the offensive guards would be. He came over the top and got a piece of that ball and knocked it down.
Yeah, Tino wasn't able to get a lot of height on that either. No. It didn't look like Randy. And so, at any rate, it's 6-0.
Probably had a hard time seeing that ball against that red field.
That's exactly right.
You're not buying that either, huh?
No, I'm not buying that. Maybe. 6-0. I guess you'd rather have the 6 than the nothing, even though you're
absolutely
upset about the extra point, right?
No, what a nice drive, and what a gutsy call there with 4th down and 6 to throw that nice little slant pass over the middle. That was well done.
Lambert on the first drive of the night, 4 out of 5. He missed his first pass, but as you'll recall, it was dropped by Blakemore, so he should have been 5 of 5. Instead, he's 4 of 5 with 48 yards and a touchdown, so a quick start for Brady Lambert, and you always want your signal caller to get off to a great start, Randy. That's always a good thing.
Well, especially it's great to see them move the ball in the air like that. Obviously, these Apaches are tough against the run. Like we said in the pregame show, very stingy, but we certainly proved that we can move the ball through the air in that drive.
Well, and it took Wimberly 9 plays too, Randy. Clearly, Gonzalez is not going to give you a lot of big plays, it doesn't look like. So if you can, anything you can pull off on the special teams in that regard is probably going to be big here tonight, or forcing turnovers if defensively. Here's Avila now with a kickoff. This one is high and is going to be taken at the 27-yard line. Short kick, but covered well, and they're going to mark this out at the just beyond the 30-yard line. That's where Gonzalez will take over.
Yeah, it looked like Caleb Kelly was the first one down there. To bottle him up. Yeah, it was kind of a short kick there. It was like maybe Avila's not having his best night in the kicking game so far.
And John Anthony Casares is the man under center for Gonzalez. And you folks over on the far side listening to us on 89.7 FM, you can also look for number 12. And that's Cecil Johnson. He's the running back with more than 1,600 yards rushing this year. Tight formation, no wide receivers, about a million tight ends. Here's the turn, and the give is to Johnson right up the middle. He's got a big hole. He's got about 9 yards out to the 40-yard line. It'll be 2nd down and 1.
Yeah, just a dive up the middle is kind of reminiscent of what we saw a lot of last week. You know that the Apaches had to watch a lot of that game field and said, hey, I bet we can do the same thing. So it'll be interesting to see if they do anything other than just try to run it right up the tackles like the Ducks did last week.
2nd down and 1 now for Gonzalez. Again, Wimberly leading it 6-0. Scored a touchdown. Missed the extra point. Shotgun. The give is to Johnson. He'll have the first down and more. And out to the 43-yard line is Cecil Johnson. A first down, a pickup of 4.
Yeah, Texas played him a little bit tighter that time, and he didn't have as big a pickup. Even looked like Dennis Smith had a little piece of that tackle there at the very end.
Well, the Nelm said he expected Gonzalez to try to milk the clock. That seems to be what they're doing. Now a wide receiver is out far right. And the quarterback, Casares, is just going to take it and run straight up the middle. He's got the 50-yard line, so a pickup of 7 by the quarterback, John Anthony Casares.
Yeah, that's just a designed direct snap, took it away and run. No hesitation, no draw, no fake out the eye. He'd grab it and go right up the gut. And boy, what a nice pickup by that young man.
Yeah, 2nd down and 3, and that's obviously where you want your offense to be, if at all possible. And they have definitely taken some stuff from the Taylor Duck offensive game film from last week. Casares is going to take it up the middle again. Big hole, 45-40, and down to the 36-yard line is the quarterback, John Anthony Casares, a pickup of 14.
Yeah, not sure that time. Texas, again, having a hard time stopping the run. This time they went outside, kind of just inside of the right tackle, and just a big hole there. And, again, they're running hard, running low to the ground and strong, and, boy, what a nice pickup.
He just took the direct snap. I mean, he was in the shotgun formation. And in their formation, they also, a lot of times, they'll have a couple of blockers up near the center, like right behind the guard. So they have a lot of blockers up in the middle. Now they're going I formation. Casares, quarterback sneak. They are going to run the ball, aren't they? Pretty serious about running the ball. He picks up 3 yards.
They're trying to run it right down the right down the throat. Tristan Moore, from that right nose tackle position, was able to grab him and limit the game just to a 2-yard surge forward. Yeah, that's just a quarterback sneak there.
Nothing fancy about that.
At all.
Ball at the 33 now of Wimberly. Gonzalez on the move now with a nice little drive that they've put together, trying to answer Wimberly. Kassar's now in the shotgun. He'll take it, and he's going to run up the middle, trying to look outside, and he gets 1 yard, but that is it. And he is wiped out after that gain of 1 yard. That was all he was able to manage.
Yeah, initially met there by Cade Davis at the line of scrimmage, and good job. Better defense as these last two plays by the Texans.
Looked like Reed Jones came in there, too, to kind of double up on Casares. So third down now. The ball is at the 31-yard line. Third down and five. Got to get to the 26-yard line for a first down. So a big play here with Wimberly leading it early, 6-0. Motion by Gonzalez now. Casares takes it, back to throw. Looking deep, over the middle. He's got a man, Dennis Smith defending, and he caught it for it. Nope, he dropped it. It looked like the receiver, Donald Cartwright, and Dennis Smith were back there kind of fighting for it. It looked like Cartwright might have come up with it there initially, Randy.
Well, like you, I thought he had caught the ball. In fact, I saw Dennis Smith bat at it, but it didn't look like he got any of it at all. But Cartwright wasn't able to get the handle on that ball and went incomplete.
Cartwright, who looks like he comes up to Dennis Smith's about his waist, he nevertheless had both hands on the ball. Now it's fourth down and five, and they're going to go for it here from the Wimberly 31. Casares takes it. He's looking right, rolling, looking. He's in trouble now. Flips it over the middle. Oh. Caught it to 14-yard line. Down to the 12-yard line is the receiver. That's Cartwright. So that's a big pickup there, Randy. That's a pickup of about 18 yards and a first down, 19 yards, a first down to the 12-yard line. Big, big play.
Big play is right. Reed Jones and Kay Davis were back there. They're like they were in zone coverage back deep, and the receiver just got underneath him there. And, boy, he was wide open. They were quick to surround him once he had made that catch. But, yeah, he was right open across the middle.
So spotted at the 12-yard line now. Apache's trying to punch this one in now with Wimberly leading at 6-0. 3:33 left to play in the first quarter. Back to throws. Casares going to throw it over the middle to the end zone. Did he catch it? Yep, he caught it. Down to the 1 yard line. And so Gonzalez is absolutely knocking at the door, trying to get the number down there. That's Roger Gonzalez, who is able to get it down to the 1 yard line. First down and goal from the one. It's actually the half yard line, Randy.
Yeah, awfully close to getting it in. Reed Jones again on the coverage that time. It wasn't that bad, but he was able to get a little bit of separation right there at the end that catch.
Here's Casares with the quarterback sneak. I think he's able to get in, but no indication yet. No, they're going to spot him down.
Let's see.
The far official, the line judge over there, is spotting him down, so they're saying he didn't get in. And so it'll be second down and goal. They inch that football. That thing is as close to the goal line as you can get without getting it into the end zone. Yeah. It'll be second down now and goal.
It just has to get on that white stripe, and the shadow of the ball is on the white stripe. That's how close it is.
Into the game with the play is Cecil Johnson. He may very well get the call here. Or they may just go three more quarterback sneaks with Casares. Wimberly obviously expecting the sneak. That's what they get. Casares is in for the touchdown. He just got some block. That's almost impossible to defend there from the one-inch line.
Yeah, Randy. Absolutely. Not bad defense at all against Texas. Hey, here we go with the swinging gate again for the extra point, Mike.
Casares with a one-yard run. This extra point will be kicked, allegedly, by Matthew Hillman. I say allegedly because they're doing all kinds of weird things, and now it looks like a timeout has been called. I don't know if this is official timeout or what. I'm not sure what they're doing. Now they're going to line up more traditionally, and Hillman will try to tack on the extra point to give Gonzalez the lead. Hold is down. The kick is up. Long enough, high and strong and good. And with 2:31 left to play in the first quarter, it is Gonzalez 7 and Wimberly 6. Each team, Randy, scores on its first possession.
Yeah, and pretty impressive that time by the Apaches just to take that ball. And similar to what we saw last week, Mike, just drive it right down, keep it in between the hash marks on the field, and just drive. Did have a couple of pass completions there, kind of concerning to see him move the ball on the ground like that after the way the Texas defense has played all year.
Well, and they hit the big pass play, Randy. They only attempted one pass, but Casares completed it for, or rather, they attempted the two passes. They completed two out of three for 31 yards. Casares, five carries, 26 yards on that first drive. So, clearly his running the football, was effective for the Apaches. I think we were right. I think we're going to have a pretty good one here tonight, Randy. Another one.
I couldn't agree with you more. One thing that didn't happen that time was they didn't chew a lot of time off the clock. They got the ball, I want to say, I think it was, what, about 7 minutes on the clock? I didn't write it down, but only chewed up a few minutes.
Hillman now will kick the ball off. Again, Blakemore and Dennis Smith. Back deep for Wimberly.
Been so exciting, I hadn't given my weekly weather forecast.
Yeah, what's the weather? It was 73 degrees driving up here tonight, Randy.
67 at game time, but it's not the heat, Mike. It's the humidity.
Oh, is that the deal?
75% humidity tonight with a south-southeast wind at 11.
Line drive to Blakemore again. He gets it at the 17, looking left, looking for running room, maybe in trouble. Reverses his field, going right side. He's got some space now, 25-30. Look at his moves. He gets it out to the 33-yard line. That's a pretty exciting 17-yard return there, Randy. I missed Brennan Blakemore.
You aren't kidding. I wonder what Coach Nelms thinks whenever he does that. Because he ran about 50 yards that time to get that 17, and there toward the end he had the ball in one palm, and he was trying to run down the field. It is certainly exciting.
Hey, Brennan lives life on the edge. That's the way you need to live your life right there. If you're not on the edge, you're taking up too much space. Blakemore now has got the Wimberley Texans offense out to the 34-yard line. It'll be an I formation behind Lambert now. 2:18 left to play in the first quarter. 7-6 Gonzalez. Trinity Wilson looking for running room, and he's able to get it out to about the 37-yard line, so give him a pickup of three.
Yeah, four Apaches tackling that time. And, again, that's kind of their bread and butter play out of that I formation. It's a handoff to Trinity Wilson going around the left corner. They love to run off tackle, have all season long, so not a lot doing there. Good defense by the Apaches to be all over that.
And Wilson really, he hasn't been able to find much running room at all so far tonight, Randy. Four carries, 6 yards for Trinity.
Yeah.
Second down and seven now, but we've seen that happen before, Randy, and he'll reel off a 25-yarder here probably pretty soon. That's kind of the way he operates. He's dangerous, dangerous. And Lambert now in the shotgun is going to throw it out to Burke Shell at the 35. He's got running room to the 40, 45. First down. Steps out of bounds at the 48-yard line. That's a pickup of 14. A nice little play from Lambert to Burke Shell.
Yeah, a little bubble screen over here on the R side of the field to the offensive right. And good downfield blocking by Blakemore, and I didn't see who else was out in front of him, but they did both had their block defenders on the ground and opened up that seam for him to pick up that nice first down.
Ball at the 48-yard line. Lambert now has completed his last five passes, and he would be 6 of 6 if not for the early drop. First down and 10 for Wimberley at its own 48-yard line. Trailing 7-6. Lambert's going to keep this one right up the middle. He's got the 50, possibly the 49-yard line. So he may have gained a yard. Yeah, that's where they're going to spot it, at the 49. Give him a yard. And it'll be second down and 9 now for the Texans.
Yeah, a little counterplay of that time by Lambert. They tried to fake the handoff going to the right, and he kept it going over the left side. But Patchy's read it. He was met right at the line of scrimmage. That yard he got there was the hard way right at the very end.
53 seconds now left to play in the first quarter. Wimberley took the opening kickoff and scored. Missed the extra point, and then Gonzalez took its opening possession and scored and tacked on the extra point, and the Apaches lead it 7-6. Both of these teams undefeated coming into tonight. Back to throw is Lambert. Over the middle, caught by Burt Shell at the 45-yard line, and now he's knocked down at the 47-yard line, but they're going to spot it at the 44. So he'll be 2 yards short of the first down. Give him a pickup of 7.
Yeah, Burchell lined up over here again on the offensive right side close to us as a wide receiver, and he just ran a slant pattern. Lambert hit him about 6 yards off the line of scrimmage. Nice catch and run there in the traffic.
Big short yardage play here now, Randy, for Wimberley on third down and 2. And the first quarter has come to an end. 7-6 Gonzales over Wimberley from New Braunfels. We'll be back with the second quarter after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.
This Wimberley Texas football game is underwritten in part by A Studio Z Copy and Print, providing residents with printing and graphic design services for over 15 years. Online at astudioz.com and by phone at 847-3532. Go Texans!
This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by the Law Offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277.